Chaim?
Hi, Gimple. What's doing?
Nothing. I'm just playing bored.
Bored? How could you be bored? Aren't you chazrin for the big faher tomorrow?
Nah, I'll get a good mark anyway.
That's what you said last time, Gimple.
So, I didn't get anything wrong?
You also didn't get anything right.
That was last week. Now it's different.
Why is it different?
Rebbe moved my seat. I'm sitting next to you, get it?
Gimple, I can't believe what I'm hearing. You didn't learn your lesson yet after all we've gone through? You're not allowed to cheat. You're not fooling anyone other than yourself. Cheating is just another form of sheker.
Why? If I write the correct answer, that's not sheker, that's emes. If I write the wrong answer, that's sheker. And I want emes. That's why I have to look on your paper to make sure I got the right answer.
Gimple.
Who says I have to mitcha?
Because if you cheat on your test, it'll make as much sense as a teres itcha. Listen, Gimple, I can't believe you didn't learn your lesson.
Chaim, I can't believe you didn't learn your lesson.
Me?
Yeah, what about v'yahavtel riacha kamaycha?
V'yahavtel riacha kamaycha does not mean I do an aveira with you. V'yahavtel riacha kamaycha means doing mitzvahs for each other. Sharing answers is an aveira. Don't you understand that?
Why are you helping me learn Torah?
Torah with sheker is not Torah. Moshe emes v'terasei emes. Listen, Gimple. V'yahavtel riacha kamaycha means that I call you at night and I'm offering to chaza with you, which is exactly what I'm willing to do. That's v'yahavtel riacha kamaycha. If you would rather go looking at my paper, that's your business. But don't say I didn't warn you.
Who's there?
It's me, Rabbi Brown. Does the Menahel, Rabbi Friedman, have a few moments?
Of course. Come in, Rabbi Brown. Come in. You seem concerned, Rabbi Brown. Please have a seat. Is everything all right?
Not really. I'm worried about Gimple.
Oy vey, not Gimple again. Did the light break again?
No.
Did the ball come flying through the window again?
No.
Did his shoes come flying through the window again?
No.
Did Gimple come flying through the window again?
No.
Did the rest of the class come flying through the window again?
No, nothing like that.
Don't tell me all the lunch trays came crashing down from the racks after Alexei was chasing him again.
No.
Then what could it be? Oh, no. Don't tell me all the fire extinguishers came crashing off the walls. We told him he's going to be suspended.
Rabbi Friedman, Baruch Hashem. None of those things has happened with Gimple now for at least a week.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. I believe this is the best week we've had with Gimple now since he's been in this yeshiva.
I'm worried about something which may be even worse.
What is it?
Rabbi Friedman, I think he's cheating on his tests. I was sure after what happened last time, he learned his lesson about emes. He's really a good boy.
Cheating on tests cannot be tolerated. Limud HaTorah and sheker don't go together. You're right. Gimple is he wants to be a good boy. But we must teach him that he is destroying his own life. We will not be having any Rachmanis on him now if we have Rachmanis on him now.
What should I do?
Rabbi Brown, when is your next test?
Why, we're scheduled for a Chumash test this morning.
Who do you think he will try to cheat from?
He's sitting next to Chaim.
I have an idea. Let Gimple think that he and Chaim have the same test, but prepare different questions. If Gimple will admit that he cheated, then fine. If not, I'm afraid he may have to learn the hard way.
Oy vey, I would hate for Gimple to be embarrassed again, but I guess you're right. If Gimple won't learn the meaning of emes, he'll have far greater problems throughout his whole life. I'll do what I have to do.
One more thing. Right after you give out the tests, I'll come into the room, and this is the plan. I'm going to come in. Afterwards, we're going to get together and listen to me very carefully. Don't tell anyone about this. What we're going to do is we're going to...
Okay, students, The test is going to be in 20 minutes. I'm giving you another 20 minutes to chazer. No, no, you don't have to stay in your own seats, but I want you in seats with your chavruses. Baruch Hashem, this is what I like. I like to hear a kol tayr over here. Gimple, what's that under your desk?
The floor.
What's that between the floor and under your desk?
A little game that I'm playing.
Gimple, you don't have to chazer for a test?
I do.
Aren't you taking this test seriously? Everyone else is taking the test seriously.
Oh, I took the test so seriously that I was up the whole night chazering.
Really?
Yeah.
You're sure about that?
Almost.
Absolutely sure about that.
Maybe.
Oy vey. All right, to your seats, please.
Rabbi, can I give out the papers?
No, thank you, Mati. Today I will give out the papers myself. Shloimi, here's your paper. Aaron, here's your paper. Yitzchak, here's yours. Zisha, here's your paper. Chaim, this is your sheet. And Gimple, this is your sheet. Okay, quiet please, and concentrate on your tests. Gimple, why are you turning around?
Oh, I have such a sprained neck. The doctor said I have to do exercises.
Really?
Yeah.
I see. Gimple, is your chair moving?
The floor is very, very slippery in this room. I don't know what it is. I'll try to put the brakes on my chair. Chaim, you're blocking me. Gimple, be quiet. Chaim, let me see. Gimple, stop it. Oh, good, now I could see. Gimple.
Okay, Talmidim. Now, after you have finished writing, please leave your test papers on your desk. That's right. Leave your test papers on your desk. The Menahel, Rabbi Friedman, will soon be here. And just to double check, he'll be asking you the questions again. No. Nothing to worry about, nothing to be concerned about. He'll just be asking you the questions again, and you'll be able to read the answers off your sheet. Ah, Rabbi Friedman, thank you for coming in.
It's my pleasure. Are the children ready?
Yes, I hope they are.
Do you want to warn him one more time?
Okay, let me give him a chance. Gimple, can you step outside for a moment?
What's the matter, Rabbi? Is everything okay?
Well, you have to answer. You're the only one that knows whether everything is okay.
What's the problem?
You know, we spoke a lot about Midvash Sheker Tirchak this year.
Yes, Rabbi. I'm not lying anymore. No more varts in a terrace itcha. No more broken windows.
Gimple, Emes is not just specific things. Emes is something that has to be in your heart, especially when it comes to Limud HaTorah. Don't you say the words Ashenasan Lanu Tiras Emes?
Only on Simchas Torah when I get an Aliyah.
I see. How's about during Yevolat Zion every day?
Yes, Rabbi.
Do you remember the story I told you about Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zechayel Levracha, the Rosh Hashiva of Lakewood, and the tree?
Oh, yes, Rabbi. I remember every story you said all year. An artist made a drawing of the yeshiva building in Lakewood for the cover of a brochure. And Rabbi Aaron said that it can't be used because the artist had added some trees to make the building nicer, and there really were no trees over there. And Rabbi, you explained that the Torah is pure. It's emes. And if you add sheker to emes, even when it comes to raising money, it'll never work. One who lies cannot be allowed into the same place with Hashem.
Excellent, Gimple. You deserve an award for your speech. But what about that little gap between speech and putting it into your own heart?
What do you mean, Rabbi?
I want you to be honest with me, Gimple. Was your test completely honest?
Oh, yes, Rabbi. I didn't draw one extra tree on my test.
I mean, did you cheat on the test?
Me? Test? No.
Okay, Gimple. I was just hoping you wouldn't be embarrassed again. I'm not saying that you cheated. I can only tell you that if you did cheat and you admit now, we can avoid you being embarrassed.
But I didn't!
Oy vey. All right, go back into your class now. Rabbi Friedman, I think we can begin with your questions.
Did you try?
I tried, but he wouldn't admit.
Then we have no choice. Let's go ahead with the plan. Explain to the children what's going to happen.
My dear Talmidim, please keep your tests. Rabbi Friedman will be asking questions. Rabbi Friedman.
Yes?
I don't think Gimple even knows that he got an halacha test, and everyone else, including Chaim, got a chumash test.
All right. On Chaim's test, the question was, how long did it take Noach to build the teva? Gimple!
Yes, Rabbi Friedman.
Read the question to him as it appeared on Gimple's test.
Let me ask you this question. After you come out of the bathroom, how long of a time can pass and you can still make an ashiyotza?
120 years.
Children, please don't laugh.
Well, let me ask you another question. Yes, what is it, Rabbi Brown?
On Chaim's test, the question was, what was on the top of the three floors of the Teva? And the children were asked to quote the exact Lashon from the Pasuk. Rabbi Friedman, read the question, please, as it appears on Gimple's test.
Gimple?
Yes?
Someone who is drunk is not permitted to daven. Please give me an example of who is considered drunk.
Oh, I know. After you finish the Hodor Ride, Bubanecha and your children.
Is that all you have to say?
No, no. In a Sheva Necha. And also, the wives of your son.
Children, please, I asked you not to laugh. Rabbi Friedman, on Chaim's test, it asks, what was on the middle floor of the Teva?
Gimple?
Yes?
How many people do you need in a room in order to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur?
Seven animals.
Seven, are you sure?
Only if they're kosher animals. If they're treif, then two animals.
For a minion, seven?
Yes, so we can bring them as a carbon.
Oy vey. All right.
Rabbi Friedman, on Chaim's test, the next question is, what was on the bottom floor of the Teva?
Rabbi Brown, maybe this time you should warn him to look at the answer and think about it before he answers.
Gimple, before you respond this time...
Yeah?
Do you want to stop, Gimple?
No, I know the answers.
All right. Before you respond this time, Gimple, I want you to think about your answer, okay? Listen to the question and think about your answer.
Okay, I know it.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, remember, think of the right answer, Gimple. What are you thinking of now?
Garbage.
I told you to think. What is in your head right now?
Garbage.
All right, I think we've proven our...
No, ask me more questions. I know them. Maybe at the beginning of the test it wasn't so good, but I'll know the next questions.
All right, if you insist.
On Chaim's test, the next question was, who was sitting on a platform outside the Teva?
It is customary, Gimple, to give Shlishi, the Aliyah Shlishi, to whom?
To Oig Melech HaBoshan.
Why Oig?
Because you're supposed to give it to the biggest person in the room. And if Oig is in the room, he must be the biggest person in the room.
I see.
On Chaim's test, it says, what did the lion do to Noach?
Gimple, what should you do if someone talks to you in the middle of Shema?
Bite him.
Bite him?
That'll teach him not to talk.
Why do you think everyone is laughing?
Because they're mean.
They don't seem to be as mean as you are to the one who spoke to you during Shema.
But that's what Chaim wrote.
And may I ask, how do you know what Chaim wrote?
What? Oh. Me and Chaim are such good friends that we know what each other think.
Oh, really? If you're such good friends, you should have chazed together last night instead of looking at his paper.
I couldn't chazed last night.
Why not?
I had an eye doctor appointment.
Seems to me that your eyes work very well. You just have to learn what to look at. You have to look for questions, not to try to cheat on answers.
You know, Gimple, we tried very hard to get you to admit, so you shouldn't have to go through this. But you just insisted all along that you're not cheating.
Gimple, please step into my office. I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, no. Now I'm finished. I'm going to have to move out of the country. I don't even know if they give passports to boys that are so little. Oh, no. Oh, my parents, they're going to disown me. Oh, no. Now I'm going to be suspended again.
Come in, Gimple. Sit down, make yourself comfortable.
Thank you, Rabbi Friedman.
Tell me, Gimple, do you feel sorry?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm so foolish, I should have realized it's a different test.
Uh-huh. Then you're feeling sorry about the wrong things. Tell me, Gimple, what do you think is going to happen to you now?
I think I'm going to be suspended by my suspenders. I'm finished. My father...
No, Gimple. That's not why I called you in. I think you had your punishment ready for today. I don't embarrass children easily.
What are you going to do to me?
I'd like to tell you a story.
My Rebbe tried that.
I'm going to try to tell you another story. Are you willing to listen?
Of course. And that's the truth. That's really the truth. I really like to listen to stories.
Gimple, would you get the door, please?
It's Alexei.
Rabbi Friedman, I must talk to you right now. This minute, this instance.
Yes, Alexei, what happened?
Last night, somebody left the light open. When I came to the yeshiva this morning, all the lights were burning. If I catch that person, I'm going to hang him up in a light bulb. Do you know I have to keep changing the light bulb? My knees hurt, my teeth hurt, my nose hurts. I can't climb up the ladder.
Alexei.
I'm telling you, if I catch that person, you know what I'm going to do to him.
Alexei.
You know what I'm going to do to him.
Alexei, it was me. I'm sorry. I should have been more careful, but I left the light open.
Who's you? Oh. If I catch that person, I will tell him, Shkoyach. This way, when I came in the morning, it was light. If not, it's dark when I come in the morning. So that's what I came. I came to thank you, Rabbi Friedman, for leaving the light open. Goodbye now.
I don't understand, Rabbi Friedman. Why did you have to admit that you did it?
Because the fact is, I was the one who did it.
But Alexei could have gotten really angry at you.
That's what I'm trying to say to you, Gimple. The way we get out of trouble is by running to the truth, not running to lie. You think admitting that you left the light open is something? You know what Rav Shmuel Kellen admitted to?
Who is Rav Shmuel Kellen?
Oh, I'm sorry. Rav Shmuel Kellen Zechon Levracha was the mechaber of the Machtzus HaShekel. That's a pirish on the Magen Avraham.
Who was the...
Well, when you get older, you'll learn those svarim. These are the main poiskim of Klal Yisrael.
What did he admit to?
I'll tell you. Rav Shmuel Kellen, about a week before Pesach, was sitting in his study writing tshuvos and going through some difficult shilas. Suddenly, he heard terrible shouts outside. He was very familiar with those sounds. The sounds of the rabble-rousers. Rioters. A pogrom was in the making. The sound of shattering glass. Reb Shmuel jumped up and ran to the window.
Oy vey, Rebbeinu da Alma Kula, not again. Oy, Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Oy vey, I have a feeling this must be another blood libel.
Tati, they're coming to our door. The mob is coming to our door. What's going to be?
Yankala, don't worry. Whatever the Rebbeinu Shalaylam wants is going to be. I see that the chief of police is there. The chief of police is a good man. You and Mommy and all the children, go up to the attic and remain there.
But you're going to stay here, Tati?
Yes, I will talk to them. Don't worry.
Should we take along some bats with us and sticks?
No, take along your tillings. I don't know if it's in the name of the law, but I will open up. Ah, Chief Hendricks, how are you?
Rabbi Kellen, I must speak to you at once!
Please come in and make yourself comfortable. Would you like a cup of tea?
I have no time for tea! A terrible thing has occurred!
What has happened?
Come, Rabbi! You don't know?!
No, I'm afraid I don't. What has happened?
The child was found murdered!
That is horrible. That is terrible news. But you know that this time of the year, before Pesach, often, if Hashem forbid, a child dies,
There are those who take advantage of the tragedy, and they make believe like the child has been murdered in order to create a bilbil against the Jews, a blood libel. Could that be what happened now?
No, I don't think that's what happened now. I think you Jews are responsible for this.
What? How can you say that?
How I can say that? We have evidence and we have proof, and perhaps your lawyer will be able to explain it to you. Now, are you willing to come, or do we have to drag you in chains?
I am willing to come on one condition. I will come with you, but you are not to allow anything to happen to any person in this town. Chief Hendricks, look me straight in the eyes. You know good and well, never in my life have I lied to anyone. We've dealt with each other before. And you also know good and well that never in my life would I ever hurt anyone. It doesn't make a difference who, what, where, or when. And never in my life would I hurt a child. This accusation is false. You are taking a terrible tragedy and trying to spin it into a million tragedies. I hold you personally responsible for the mob outside to keep them at bay.
Don't tell me what you hold me responsible for, Rabbi. Right now, you are the one that is under arrest. Now come!
Rabbi Kellen, your lawyer and some members of the community are here to see you.
Please send them in.
Reb, how are you? How's everything?
Baruch Hashem, all is fine.
All is fine? How can you say all is fine when you're stuck over here behind bars in this dungeon?
Because Gamzu L'Toiva, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is good. If this is where I am, then it's fine.
Rebbe, I see that your tilim is soaked with tears. Don't worry, everything will be okay.
I'll tell you the truth. I am more concerned for the people of my community than I am for myself. This whole story, besides for the fact that my life is in danger, frightens me. That somebody would take the life of an innocent child just to be able to create a blood libel leaves me no rest. Who is this other gentleman that has accompanied you?
Oh, Rebbe, we found you the best lawyer. His name is Hans Ginstank.
Hello, Mr. Ginstank. Nice to meet you.
Rabbi, I would like to have a couple of words with you in private.
That's okay, Mr. Ginstank. Rebbe Baruch Moshe, please step outside for a moment.
Rabbi, this case is very serious.
You understand, Mr. Ginstank, that I would never, God forbid, hurt anybody.
Of course I understand that, Rabbi. You don't have to tell me. However, the evidence is overwhelming.
Can you tell me, Hans, what the evidence is?
The child was found across the street from your house, in the yard.
There was an empty yard over there.
And a knife was next to the child.
Go ahead. What does that have to do with me?
One of your previous workers, Yannick, has already testified that this is a knife that belongs to your set of silverware and appears on your Shabbos table. Rabbi, what can you say on your behalf?
What I can say on my behalf? First of all, this Yannick was sent away last week because he was caught stealing several times. Each time, we gave him an opportunity to promise that he won't do it anymore. But he kept on stealing again and again, and when we told him to leave, he got very angry and swore that he would take revenge not only against me, but against all the Jews of the town. And apparently, he has finally kept his word.
Well, the good news is that the judge is a pretty fair person, but Rabbi, let me tell you exactly what you're going to say when you go on the witness stand.
I will say the truth. That, God forbid, we would never ever hurt anybody. And it is against our religion to kill anybody. And all of this is a lie. and this blood libel has cost the lives of many innocent people, Jew and Gentile alike. And once and for all, it should be...
Rabbi! Please! I am concerned about you, not history. Listen to me as your lawyer, and I will tell you what to say. You will say the knife is not yours, and you never, ever saw that knife before.
But that may or may not be true.
What do you mean it may or may not be true?
If they show me the knife, and I recognize that the knife came from my table, I will not lie under oath. I will tell the judge the truth. The knife is mine. But I didn't kill anybody.
Rabbi, if you are not going to do it my way, you may wind up in jail the rest of your life.
Hans, I speak to you now the truth. Never in my life have I lied, and I am not going to lie now.
Did you hear what I said about jail the rest of your life?
And did you hear what I said? I am not going to lie now.
I can't believe this. You are so stubborn, Rabbi. Are you at least going to think about it?
I will think about it, but I must tell you, I think MS and I speak MS.
Okay, your time is up. Let's go. Mr. Prosecutor, your final summation, please.
Your Honor, please allow me just 2 more minutes with my star witness, Yonok.
Make it fast.
Thank you, Your Honor. Yonok, you remember what we're going to do?
Yes. After I say my star witness, hey, you're going to give me money.
Quiet, besides for that. Remember the plan. What are you going to say?
The rabbi's probably going to say the knife is not his, because his lawyer is going to tell him to say that.
Right, and then what are you going to do?
I'm going to say, I know for a fact, the knife is his.
Yes, and how do you know that for a fact?
Because I'm going to say that when I stole it, I saw that there was a little nick in the corner.
No, you fool! Don't say that you stole it!
Okay, I'm going to say that when I didn't steal it, I saw there's a little nick in there.
No, don't say anything about stealing. You will say when you used to work in the rabbi's house, you noticed that little scratch at the bottom of the knife. That's going to prove that the knife is his and that he is a liar. Now, you got it, Yonok?
Yes. I'm going to say that when I worked in the rabbi's house, I got a scratch.
Oh, Yonok. If you don't do this right, you're not going to get paid.
No, I'll do it right.
Your Honor, this man clearly has murdered the child, as Jews did throughout the ages. And Rabbi, what do you have to say?
Excuse me, Your Honor, may I have a word with my client, please?
Make it fast.
Rabbi, remember, you say the knife is not yours. You never saw the knife before in your life.
Enough! Rabbi, what do you have to say? Is this knife yours or not?
Your Honor, I will tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Jews are not allowed to hurt anyone. And if a Jew hurts someone, he is going against his religion. He is not performing his religion.
I don't need speeches. Is it your knife or not?
I never murdered or hurt anyone in my life. And that knife, however...
Yes?
...is mine.
Order in the court! Order in the court! Let me get this clear, Rabbi. Are you saying the knife is yours?
I don't know if that knife was found next to the child or not. But from looking at the knife, I can tell that it is mine. That is the truth. As well as it is the truth... But I never hurt anyone, never did, and never will.
And what does the star witness have to say?
I don't know what to say. He messed it all up. But he was supposed to say the knife is not his. And then I was supposed to say that when I stole the knife, I saw a little cut in it. I mean, when I didn't steal the knife. I mean, but he messed it all up. Because he... I don't know what to say now. This is not what we rehearsed.
Rehearsed? Rehearsed? You mean you rehearsed this testimony?
Only 10 times. Well, how else would you believe me?
Why did you have to rehearse it?
Well, we had to make up a story. I mean, we had to... I think I'm in trouble. I think I'm Gehaktensaurus.
Mr. Prosecutor, what do you have to say? Objection, Your Honor. My witness is drunk. My witness fell on his head. What did you do?
What am I supposed to do? Tell me what the rabbi's going to say. You told me the rabbi's going to lie. Now he speaks the truth. Now what am I supposed to do?
Order in the court. Order in the court. This case is dismissed. Someone here is going to go to jail. For 10 years!
Good, Rabbi, good!
And that person is you, Yanuk! For making up this whole lie!
That's not so good, that's not so good!
Rabbi, on behalf of the people of this town, my personal apologies!
This is not fair, this is not fair! I should not go to jail, I should not go to jail!
But you lied!
That's not true. I just found a dead boy that was buried, and I put the knife next to him, but I never lied. I think I'm in Gehaktensaurus.
Gimple? Gimple, where are you?
I'm under the chair. That was a scary story.
Gimple, you know what was really scary about this story? Can you imagine if Reb Shmuel would have lied? Even for a good reason. Can you even think what would have happened? Don't you see that our only hope is to go with Emmis?
Yes. Yes, Rabbi Friedman, I do.
You can go home now, Gimple. I think by now you've learned your lesson.
Hi, Gimple.
Hi, Chaim. It's okay. The principal didn't really punish me.
Listen, I'm sorry about what happened today in class.
It's okay. I deserved it. Let's go.
The school bus left already. So let's go with the city bus. There's a special, like, private bus line.
Ugh, I don't have my Metro card. I thought I had it. Do you have any extra money?
I have 50 cents.
That's enough if you're under 11. But I'm over 11. Wait a second. All I have to do is tell the bus driver that I'm under 11. He doesn't know it was my birthday last week.
Gimple, I don't know. I don't mind walking with you.
Oh, come on, stop it.
Let's go! Rear... Come on, move to the rear of the bus! Move to the rear of the bus! All right, young man, how old are you?
I am... My birthday was yesterday. And I'm 11 years old.
Well, then you need $1.25.
I only have 50 cents.
Well, then get off the bus!
Yes, sir.
Gimple, I'm proud of you.
Chaim, you could sit on the bus. You have money. I mean, you have your card.
No, Gimple, I'm proud of you. You finally did it. You finally made a decision to go with MS.
I was sort of hoping that the bus driver would say, well, you can sit down anyway. Isn't it supposed to be if you speak MS, then everything works out your way?
Listen, the Rabbi Hashem decides how things work out our way. We have to do the right thing.
Hey, look, the bus is stopping and a man is getting off. He's running toward us.
You're children. Can you stop for a moment? I need to tell you something very important. I just saw something amazing.
Well, what did you see?
You told the bus driver that your birthday was yesterday. You could have told him that your birthday was tomorrow and he would have allowed you on the bus. You, little boy, you went off the bus and ready to walk home in this rain and freezing cold in order to stand up to the truth.
Well, actually...
Well, you must be trained to speak truth. I'll bet you never said a lie in your life.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I want to tell you something, and I'll tell you why I got off the bus. I have a grandson who came to live with us, and my wife said we should send him to yeshiva. I said no. I was told boys who go to yeshiva are nothing but liars. I would never send him there. But what after I just witnessed a boy like you with a yarmulke and payas not lying even about a day, I want to tell you, I just made a decision to send him to a yeshiva. I wanted you to know that it's in your merit. No, here's money for the bus. For the next bus. I don't want you to have to walk home in this cold.
That's okay, mister. I feel so warm right now, through and through, that it's not cold at all. Thank you so much for telling us that. Goodbye.
Gimple, do you realize what just happened? That boy is going to go to yeshiva, and he may raise a whole family of children that are going to go to yeshivas. Why, in a generation from now, there could be 20, 30, 40, 50 people that are all Shomrei Shabbos and Erlich are good Jews. Why? You know why? Because you said the truth. If you would have lied, you would have saved 75 cents. And hundreds of neshamas until Mashiach comes would have been lost.
Wow. It's sort of scary to lie. I think that's it. From now on, I'm going to be called Emes Gimple Emes. I mean, my middle name is going to be Emes. My last name is going to be Emes. My first name is going to be Emes. And the sign on my door is going to be Emes. And all my stickers is going to say Emes.
Come on, Gimple. Let's go. It's late. We finally made it home. You look drenched. Shrek, look at you. You look like a snowman. You look like a totally different person.
Chaim, from now on, I am a totally different person. And that's the Emes.